Hey everyone, my name is Jared Golub, and welcome to episode 7 of the Washington Bullpen. On this week's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the bombs that were mailed to a number of former Democratic lawmakers and their campaign contributors. Then I'm going to touch on the Trump administration's plan to pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia. That deal was signed in 1987. And to wrap the episode up, we're going to discuss the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi went missing at the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd, but the Saudi Arabian government just now this week admitted that he is dead. So that's what we're going to end the episode with. In what was probably the biggest news this week, pipe bombs were mailed to about 10 people around the country, many of whom are outspoken critics of President Trump. Targets of this attack include the Obamas, the Clintons, Maxine Waters, Debbie Schultz, and former Attorney General Eric Holder. This is just the latest example of the divide along party lines that our government and the country are facing right now. In the aftermath of this attack, we've had Democrats blaming Trump and his rhetoric for inspiring the bomber. And on the other hand, we have seen Republicans, Trump specifically, blaming the news media for inciting these attacks. Trump, while he did condemn the violence, didn't go so far as to call it terrorism like many other politicians have done. And when placing the blame for the attack, he said, quote, "A very big part of the anger we see today in our society is caused by the purposely false and inaccurate reporting of the mainstream media that I refer to as fake news," unquote. And that was on his Twitter the day that the first bombs were sent out, Wednesday. In addition to this, on Friday morning, the FBI arrested a suspect in the case, allegedly Cesar Sayoc, and this was after new bombs were found Friday morning, one addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker, and another to James Clapper, President Obama's Director of National Intelligence. So as you can see, the pattern of alleged pipe bombs being sent to people that have clashed with President Trump pretty publicly has continued. One package is still being investigated. It was sent to the junior Democratic senator from California, Kamala Harris. While the pipe bombs were the biggest news story this week, the general consensus right now seems to be that it won't have that much of an impact on the midterm elections. Up next in the bullpen, the Trump administration is planning to pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The INF is a decades-old agreement with Russia that was signed in 1987 at the peak of the Cold War. It was an arms control agreement that basically forced both countries to eliminate any ground-launched ballistic or cruise missiles with a range from 300 to 3,400 miles. So it eliminated a lot of potential weaponry at the time. However, on Sunday, the United States announced that the Trump administration is planning to remove them from that agreement. Trump's reasoning for pulling out of the agreement is that Russia has violated the agreement. You know, Trump told reporters in Nevada that Russia had been violating the agreement for years without providing any proof or facts to back this up, simply saying that we're pulling out because they have not honored the agreement. This administration believes that pulling out of the deal will put them on a more even playing field, so to speak, with countries who don't face these kinds of restrictions on their armaments. For example, China, who has been able to build up their military with relatively limited restrictions. So the U.S. is sort of trying to gain a leg back on that. However, the U.S. removing themselves from this agreement could cause an explosion of arms production across Europe, because it would essentially void the agreement officially, you know, while Russia has been allegedly violating the agreement. The U.S. formally removing themselves would open up room for development and production of new weapons across the world, really. None of this is even close to over yet. Russia has reported that President Vladimir Putin plans to talk to United States National Security Advisor John Bolton when he travels there next week. On October 2nd, Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and didn't come out. For about 2 weeks now, Saudi Arabia has been denying that Khashoggi died while in the consulate. However, during that time, Turkey has consistently said that they have evidence to support that he was killed while in the consulate. However, this week, the Saudi government, namely Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, admitted that Khashoggi is dead, and they said that it happened as part of a rogue operation that the government didn't know was going on. However, as I mentioned, Turkey has been saying this whole time that Khashoggi was murdered. Turkey says that it was premeditated and that he was tortured and killed on the premises of the consulate before they removed both his body and the security footage. This week, Turkey also said that they have evidence to support their claims now. Evidence of three teams of 15 Saudi nationals arriving in Istanbul on separate flights leading up to October 2nd, as well as physical evidence, audio recordings and video evidence that shows a body double for Khashoggi inside the consulate. Not all of this has been made public yet, as the investigation is still ongoing. And that's all our time for episode 7 of the Washington Bullpen. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast this week. Just a reminder that early voting in Maryland started on Thursday and will go until next Thursday. So get on out there and cast your vote. As usual, our music is brought to you by Brenna Carroll. My name is Jared Golub, and thanks for listening.